Are you a business owner or entrepreneur looking to take your business skills to the next level? Then you're in the right place. Welcome to the Enterprise Now Show. Prepare to be inspired, motivated, and transformed. And now, your host, LZ Flinard.
Can I get a oh yeah? What's up, Enterprisers? Welcome to episode 85 of the Enterprise Now podcast, where we educate, motivate, inspire, and transform business owners and entrepreneurs into success. That is what we do. We help folks launch, grow, and maximize. In this episode, I talk with Nick Britton. Nick is a former school teacher who quit his job, drained his 401k, and launched a series of successful businesses to date. He has written 2 books and is a social media marketing guru. We talk about how to focus your growth as an individual, increasing productivity, and personal responsibility. All right, let's dig in.
All right, Nick, can I get an oh yeah?
Oh yeah.
Awesome, awesome. So, Nick, I want to know more about you, about your business, and how you got to where you are today. But when I say tell us about yourself, feel free to go all the way back to the day you were born, or you can start more current day. Tell us about yourself.
Sounds good. My name is Nick Britton, and I certainly appreciate your time and having me on your great podcast. I originally from Massachusetts. I do live in Miami right now. My story is very unique. Throughout my middle school and high school experiences, I was labeled ADD, ADHD, special education. I was, you know, everyone was trying to dictate my abilities for me. I barely graduated high school, to be honest with you. And then I went to a military academy for college where, you know, my goal was to become an officer in the United States Army. I knew at a young age my purpose was to help people. However, how I have helped people constantly changes. You know, after the military thing, I actually became a school teacher. And I was a preschool teacher for 5 years. I got my master's in education. I was a school administrator, and I woke up one day and I said, enough is enough. And I quit my job, drained out my 401k, and moved down to South Florida to fully commit on my entrepreneurship and growing myself as a brand and as a business.
That is quite the story.
Yes, it's a little crazy.
Talk a bit about that. So you wake up one day, you decide, okay, this teacher thing or school administrator thing isn't working out. I need to do something different. What goes through your mind? How do you just do that, right? Because numbers have shown that most people hate their jobs, but most people don't quit their jobs, drain their 401ks, and start their own thing. How do you get there? Take us through that thought process of saying, you know what, this is it, and not only making up your mind, but deciding to make the move and actually doing it.
Yes, and a big thing with that is probably graduate school. I went to grad school with the expectation that my life was going to change, that the clouds were going to separate, and after I graduated grad school, that, you know, you make it, right? And I graduated grad school, and as a teacher, you're on a pay scale. And at the time, I grew up in Massachusetts, but I spent, you know, my early to mid 20s in Vermont. So very typical weather to where you are. And I remember the average temperature the month I quit my job was -7 degrees for a 30-day month. And that was very challenging. But I was always working 2 or 3 jobs just to live the lifestyle I wanted to live. I loved being a teacher. I loved working with children. But I got sick of working 3 jobs. And I knew I had to do something bigger and better. Because if I didn't, I would have been stuck and trapped into tenure, into a potential pension, into these quote benefits that teachers have. I needed to get away before I had a reason to stay. So at the age of 27, I believe, I packed everything up and And my family, my friends, everyone thought I was a little crazy for it. But looking back on it, it's probably one of the best things I've ever done.
Now, let's backtrack a little bit and talk about you a little bit more. What's your favorite thing to do?
My favorite thing to do is really to, it sounds bad, but I love to work, right? I love to feel like I'm being productive with my life, right? Whether it's working out, whether it's, you know, working on the house, whether it's working on my job or working with employees. I love to feel productive. I played college sports. I did the whole army thing. I did lots of things, but it all comes down to my ability to utilize my God-given talents, to utilize my ability to outwork my competition. And I love it. It's probably my favorite thing with every aspect.
Had a guest on a few weeks back, and we were just talking about, you know, in order to be a successful entrepreneur, you have to have a love for the game of business. Talk about that a little bit. You know, I hear it in your voice and in your passion, but talk a little bit about the love of, for the game of business.
Yes, you know, to go back to one of my favorite quotes, you know, Jay-Z once said, he says, "I'm not a businessman." He said, "I'm a business man." And I love that quote. You know, Jay-Z, I think we're all truly businesses. I think I'm a business. You're a business. Your podcast is a business. My family is a business. Everything is a business. And in order to succeed in life, you have to know how to sell, right? And this might come from my experiences with Grant Cardone, who is one of my mentors, but the ability to learn how to sell yourself. I have an amazing fiance. I had to sell myself to her, right? Sales is everything in life. And I believe business is everything in this world. And if you don't view it that way, I don't see eye to eye with you, right? I just can't comprehend how somebody can think it differently. You know, I think sales is the number one part of business. And I think sales is the number one part of life.
I would agree with you there. Having said that, and I agree, I think that in order to succeed in life and in business, you have to know how to sell it. To your point, everything is a business. You know, that mindset is definitely something that even folks who are working in corporate America, you're a business. So I definitely agree with that. Now, if you had to identify one thing, what would you say your superpower is?
My superpower would be the ability to not be outworked. You know, I played 4 years of college football. I was never a good football player. You know, I can look back on it. I love football. I was never good at football, but I was one of the hardest working people you would ever meet. So that is my number one ability. I would rather be the hardest working person and not have natural ability rather than having, you know, an abundance of natural ability and not knowing what to do with it. So if I were to say my superpower, it's my ambition to truly just be one of the hardest working people I know.
One of the things that I love to talk about and highlight is mindsets. What is your mindset and how do you overcome challenges?
Great question. Mindset is huge, right? I love the mind. I believe the mind is really the most powerful thing in the world. Let me say that again. I believe, you know, the human mind is the most powerful thing in the world. And with that being said, I firmly believe that we're the product of the people we surround ourselves with most. So the first part of my mindset is making sure that I'm surrounding myself with good, hardworking people. Very simple. Good people. I want to be around good people because if you're around good people, you're going to have a good mindset. Right. I don't want to be around I don't want negativity in my life. I don't want to be around anyone who brings some type of negativity to this world. I want to be around positive, good people. And I feel like if you surround yourself with the right people, you know, the mindset comes very, very quickly after that. I have a lot of routines. As an entrepreneur, we all have routines. One of my routines is, you know, I the power of my mind. I use mental imagery. I imagine success before I see success. That's a huge aspect of truly my success is utilizing my mind as the best weapon I can have.
That makes a lot of sense. So to your point, being around positive people, surrounding yourself with positivity and people who are, quite frankly, smarter than you or higher level of success than you, I think are definitely things that everyone should aspire to. And you mentioned routines and systems. Again, I have the opportunity or pleasure of speaking with entrepreneurs week in and week out, and these are concepts that continually come up. The things that you mentioned. The other thing that you said, imagine success before you see success. That is so important. And I think I like to highlight that because I know that it works, because it works for me. So I think kind of embracing those ideas and concepts are certainly ways to become successful. Now, having said that, what are some of your other keys to success?
Yes. One of the biggest keys to success that I think differentiates me from other entrepreneurs, from other authors, is my aspect of personal responsibility. I firmly believe that those two words, personal responsibility, will fix every problem we have in our life. Personal responsibility will fix every problem that we have in this world. Once we stop blaming other people for where we are, and start looking in the mirror and taking responsibility, we're going to know a new level of happiness and success. That's one of the biggest tips I can give to other entrepreneurs, right? I have employees. If one of my employees screws up, I could very easily freak out and blame them for the screw up. Or I can take a step back and say, okay, this person messed up because A, I didn't train them properly, or B, I shouldn't have hired them. Right. If you have to fire someone as a business owner, that means you failed at the hiring process. And that's how I firmly believe, you know, business and life is. If we all take responsibility, for our lives, it's going to be an amazing thing. Right. You see it all the time. I can't even watch the news anymore. You know, you mentioned to me you're not a big football guy. I can't watch the news. Because the news is just so negative, right? Not to get into politics, you can blame Bush, you can blame Hillary Clinton, you can blame Obama, you can blame Trump, or you can blame yourself. I'm a firm believer. Let's take responsibility for ourselves, stop blaming other people, and get on with our life and our world to become better together.
Amen to that. If you could meet anyone in the world, who would it be, and what would you say to them?
That's a very tough question. And the only reason it's challenging and it's difficult is because I've been given the opportunity to work with people who I call my mentors, right? Grant Cardone, who's written, I think, 5 New York Times bestselling books, he really got me involved in the business. And I've met him, you know, 6 times. I've met Les Brown 6 times. I would honestly say probably to go back to football would be Tom Brady. I've met Tom Brady once or twice when he wasn't that big of a player. But the way he approaches life, you know, I don't know if you even know who he is, but, you know, Tom Brady, the way he approaches life. And a couple years ago, there was a witch hunt. Everyone wanted to see him in jail for doing nothing. He didn't do anything, and he stayed so positive. And now he's 41 years old, and he's playing better than people who's 19 years old. And it blows my mind that the chip on his shoulder. So if I were to sit down and have a conversation with anyone, I would truly say it would be, you know, Mr. Tom Brady and just his relentless approach to life. His story's amazing.
Let's take a quick break from this awesome conversation for a quick message from our sponsor.
Seems everyone is podcasting these days, but if you want to do it right and stand out from the crowd, you need to contact Enterprise Now. eNow Podcast Solutions is second to none in providing best-in-class customer service and delivering top-quality podcast production. Podcast editing can be time-consuming, and tedious. You're a podcaster. That's what you do best. Let us do the dirty work for you. Besides, it's what we do best. Then all you have to do is your awesome show. We can help with basic editing, mixing, promotion, delivery, tagging, and pro editing. Whatever you need, we can do it for you. Check us out and see all the ways we can make your podcast sound amazing and professional. Visit enterprise-now.biz/production.
We've learned a little bit about you, kind of how you navigate and move, your mindset, your superpower, what you like to do. Tell us about your business. What do you have going on?
I have a lot. I'm one of those serial entrepreneurs. First and foremost, to view myself as a business, I've written 2 books. The first is Children Know Success, Do You? And the second is Lessons from the Little Ones. So at the end of the day, those are my pride and joys, both of my books. And I've been fortunate enough to have those both listed as best-selling books, which is great. It's a great accomplishment considering where I came from. I have a third book that's on my mind that I plan on doing. But real estate is really my big way to success. I started up a real estate brokerage that within 2 years, we were doing about $370,000 a year within like 18 months. That was pretty solid. And right now, I have a social media marketing company. And I firmly believe that social media, podcasts, live videos are changing the world. And if you don't understand that, if you are not committed to growing your social media, then you're going to fail. Point blank, you're going to fail. I'm very fortunate to have established a following of probably around 100,000 people. But right now, I want to help small businesses grow their social media in rural areas. So, you know, I started up a company with one of my friends, and we're doing very well with help with managing small businesses' social media accounts and helping them grow organically and through paid advertisements.
So what led you to start the businesses that you run today?
Yes. What led me to the social media aspect is, frankly, I was good at it. You know, you can check me out on pretty much all platforms at NJ Britain. And you would see that, you know, I tweet a post and I have 7 or 8 people retweet it. I have 10 people comment it. I know how to get attention and I know how to utilize social media. And as an entrepreneur, as a business owner, we all want to help somebody. We all want to help other people. If you're in business and you want to help yourself, you're in business for the wrong reason. If you're in business to help another entrepreneur, another person, then you're doing something the right way. And I realized that, you know, in areas, some spots of Florida, some spots of New Hampshire, probably, you know, where you are, there's these mom and pop shops who don't even know what Facebook is. And I've been given the ability to help these people grow and increase their revenue greatly.
If you have to say what one thing that makes your social media company or marketing company different from any other company, what would that be?
Yes. And this is the great part about it is because my partner and I were fully committed to it, right? As an author, I was approached by a lot of book publishers. I was approached by a lot of literary agents to represent me and PR firms. And like, you are a full-time agent. You're supposed to bring me connections and you don't know how to use social media. I don't want to do business with a company who doesn't know how to do social media. So our company social media is, I think it's pretty on point. And then you go to the 2 owners' pages and it's on point. So we practice what we preach. You know, we're not outsourcing everything to India and, you know, paying little to nothing to get the work done. We've implemented growth strategies to change the world, to change the game. And we can specifically focus on small businesses. You know, I live in Miami, but I don't really do business in Miami because it's just, to me, it's not a good place to do business. It's a great place to live, but it's not a great place to do business. I do business where I can connect to people, and I find myself able to connect to, you know, small mom and pop shops and build rapport with those people. So that's really what separates us, our company.
outside of you mentioned being able to connect with those types of businesses, what else do you like or enjoy about working with small businesses?
Yes, the relationship is really the best, right? Because a lot of them, you can get to know their family, you get to know their lifestyle, why they became an entrepreneur. I'm going to steer this a different way. And one of the biggest objections we have are small businesses that do not want to grow and are okay being small. And that's their prerogative. I've learned to accept that some people don't want to have million-dollar companies, and some people just want to make, $50,000 to $100,000 a year. Those aren't the people I want to work with. I want to work with people who have the visionaries, the people with the massive dreams, and help them get where they deserve to be.
If you had to give the enterprisers, my listeners, what I call my listeners, an actionable tip to improve their lives or businesses today, what would it be?
The biggest tip, and this is getting a little personal with you, but I'm sure you can appreciate it. The biggest tip is to stop wasting your time, right? I have not touched drugs or alcohol in over 10 years. I'm not against drinking. I don't think it's a bad thing, but I'm saying I am so focused on my life that I don't see any positive. I don't see any positivity with going out on a Friday night and drinking, right? It's okay to socialize with people, but at the same time, you can get so much further ahead. If you approach your Monday morning relentless, that's a huge tip. Monday morning, you go on social media and people are just depressed. They hate their lives. They hate their jobs. It's horrible. Go to Monday morning, get there early, do whatever you need to do to crush the day and work late, right? Sacrifice a few weekends, sacrifice going out a little bit in your 20s or 30s or whatever. Just take one or two nights to yourself to focus on your growth as an individual and a business. And, you're going to see a huge return on that investment.
Awesome, awesome, awesome advice. Now, if folks want to reach out to you or learn more about your business, how can they reach you?
Really, the best way would be Twitter, and that's at NJ Britton, BRITTON. But most importantly, I want to connect with people, right? So if you search Nick Britton, you're going to see all my social media links, my Amazon page, my books, articles written about me. But at the bottom of all that is my email address. I want to have relationships with as many people as possible. I want to communicate with as many people as possible. So if you see me on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram or even Snapchat, shoot me a message, shoot me an email. I have no problem sharing my email with the world because I want to connect with people. I want to help people and establish positive relationships with like-minded individuals.
Fantastic. Enterprisers, I know that you got a lot of value and golden nuggets out of that conversation because I did. And I just want to say thank you, Nick, for sharing your life, your experience, and your wisdom with us. We greatly appreciate it. Hey, guys, head out to the website and download that 3 P's to empowerment. I want you to understand and have it written down and have a vision for your purpose, your passion, and your path, because I believe that once you know those three things, you begin to operate in your maximum awesomeness. And once you begin to operate in your maximum awesomeness, you're going to see so many doors and opportunities that will flow from you and not to you. So thank you guys for your support. We could not do what we do without you guys. So thank you so much, and we'll talk with you guys next week.